Welcome to the NewsHour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest this morning was to be Ralph Pointer. Ralph is a longtime civil and human rights activist, and he also is Lynn Stewart's husband. They've been together for many, many years, heroically fighting the same battles together. Lynn is a lawyer, a heroic lawyer, I call her, and I've written about her several times, including after her recent jailing on October 19th, for doing what? For doing her job. For defending the kind of people society doesn't want to really have a legitimate defense. The kind of people they want to go after and put away. And they're never happy about the heroic lawyers who stand up and do again what lawyers are supposed to do. Provide clients due process. Provide judicial fairness in a country that only provides it to the privileged, not the kind of people who Lynn Stewart defended for 30 years. Well, they went after her on bogus charges, and they got her convicted, and she was out on bail. 2 years went by before an appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals in her district, New York District, came down with their decision. There was a lot of hope that the trial judge was not at all happy about the prosecution case against Lynn. I'll get into this more after the break. Let me just say that today is important. Ralph could not be on the program today because a hearing came up, a resentencing hearing came up for Lynn. So Lynn is in court, I believe, right now. Obviously, her husband, Ralph, is in court with her. I also try to get Lynn's lawyer to come on if possible. Well, that was impossible. The lawyer is in court as well. So this obviously takes precedence over anything. I know Ralph wanted to be on this morning. I'll get him rescheduled to come back. We need to keep Lynn's spirit alive. There are not enough wonderful human beings, let alone human rights lawyers like Lynn. I certainly get a few of them on my program, and we will have more ahead. The last minute I try to get a couple, like Marjorie Cohn has been on before. She wrote about Lynn before she wrote about Lynn after the verdict and the jailing. She's president of the National Lawyers Guild, a law professor out in California. She's out of the country right now. She couldn't come on. I try to get hold of Francis Boyle to come on briefly. I only emailed him this morning, just taking a chance. He was tied up all day and he couldn't come on. So we'll talk about Lynn. I'll also talk about what happened last night, Obama's speech. I have a new article that I'm finishing up. I'll get out tomorrow. I began it yesterday, and a little bit more I need to add, and I'll polish it up, and I'll get it out tomorrow on exactly what's going on and just how horrific it is. I try to touch all the nerves I could think of, and you never get them all, but I do the best I can to talk about that situation. Very, very ugly, very ugly. And so two topics that we can talk about. We'll take a break momentarily, but anyway, I wish Lynn the best in court today. I reached her son-in-law, and he's out of state. He's down south. And he told me about the hearing that came up, and there won't be a decision today. The judge will take the arguments under consideration, as they always do, and then a week or 2 weeks there'll be a decision, and there's more. Oh, there are so many issues regarding Lynn, but let's take a break, and we'll come back, and I'll pass on more.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work network of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Welcome back. My top of the show for sure is Lynn Stewart. And again, Lynn's husband is with Lynn in court this morning for a very, very important resentencing hearing. A lot hinges on this. I mentioned that the trial judge, Judge Kotel, was very unhappy about the case brought against Lynn. This absolutely heroic woman with a record that very few people around can match. And the charges, again, were bogus. It was just an outrageous situation, not just the charges, but the entire court proceeding, what went on, was a show trial. It was a travesty of justice. Yet the prosecution is very clever on intimidating juries to convict no matter what they want to present, doesn't matter whether it's true or not. They just scare the dickens out of juries to convict. And if they don't get them to do it the first time, which happened in some cases that I wrote about, I've written a great deal about political persecutions in the country, maybe somewhere in the order of 20 articles, two in recent days. Every single case I ran into, the individuals were innocent, absolutely innocent. There was no doubt in my mind. So every time one of these cases comes up that I feel I have to say something about, I'm absolutely convinced that the people charged are innocent. And it's very heavily a war against Muslims. Well, Lynn was asked to defend a Muslim sheikh that's now serving a life sentence. And she was asked to do it by Ramsey Clark, the only former U.S. Attorney General, who really was a very distinguished guy and is currently a very distinguished activist for the cause of justice. Usually these guys, the Gonzalez types, the Mackenzie types, the Eric Holder types, they're part of the establishment. They don't give a damn about ordinary people. They give a damn about the people in power, the elite people. Those are the ones they take care of. The ordinary people, again, they simply don't care. Ramsey Clark was different. He asked Lynn to join him in his defense team, defending the Sheik. From whatever evidence there supposedly was, it seemed very apparent that the guy was innocent. In fact, he was a former CIA asset back in the 1980s, so much so that he was practically invited to come to the U.S. They gave him a green card. They gave him an open door to come in. And then they blamed the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, the one that didn't bring down the building, but it caused a ruckus back in 1993. For those who remember it, I sure do. He blamed it on him. It looked like he had nothing whatsoever to do with it, but he's now serving a life sentence. Well, everybody, no matter who they are, according to U.S. law, deserve due process. I mean, it's written right into the Constitution. There's no doubt about this. So this man did like everybody else, and Lynn was asked to come in and join the team and help provide it, which she did to the best of her ability, as she's done for 30 years. Well, that upset the Justice Department, and the Bush administration went after her, and with a vengeance. And if they didn't get her the first time, they probably would have come back with more charges, because that's what they do. There was one case I wrote about where defendants were I think they had hung juries, as I remember. It's been a while since I've written about them. But they were accused with outrageous things that just would have been impossible, which is what they usually charge these people with. It's astonishing the kind of things that they come up with, the most outrageous thing. They wanted to get people, come up with reasonable charges, not outlandish ones, like wanting to declare war against the U.S. Army. That was one case. Another case was wanting to declare war against the U.S. Marines. Now, can you imagine anybody trying to get on a Marine or an Army base and shoot it up and try to kill soldiers? We'd never even get on the base. Even when I was in the Army in the 1950s, you couldn't just walk on a base. You got stopped by an MP, and they wanted to know who you were. And today, it's probably impossible if you don't have a logical reason why to be on. Show an ID and show you come in. I mean, if you had guns in your trunk, which apparently they claim these people had, you're going to bring guns on the base. I mean, not even pistols. I mean, weapons that could really cause some damage if they actually planned anything like this, which of course they did not. So these are the kind of people that they get juries to convict. And in both those instances, the juries convicted them. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing. Some stuff is still pending too, but in every case we're talking about innocent people falsely charged. Well, the next thing you do is you go after the lawyers who defend unpopular clients, and they sure went after Lynn. And if they didn't get her on one charge, then they'd come up with another charge to try to get her on. And so there she was. The prosecution wanted 30 years in her case, 30 years for doing her job. The judge gave her 28 months, and he did it grudgingly by his comments. His comments were not at all happy about the whole case and what was done with Lynn. Well, he's the guy that is in charge of the resentencing hearing. Now, what will happen is hard to tell, because the appeals court was, after 2 years, was very, very harsh in their decision. Three-judge appeals court, hardliners. But based on everything that happened, Lynn and her defense team really thought they had a good chance to even possibly get the charges dismissed. It didn't happen. And in the article I wrote, I quoted what each of the three judges had to say. They come up with a very long a decision. I think it was 125 pages. I just pulled a few quotes out of it that really set the tone for what they said. And they just came down so hard on Lynn, and they basically said that the 28 months wasn't enough. I mean, what she was convicted on deserves a lot more than 26 months. So they pretty much implied that the trial judge should reconsider their decision and act accordingly. Now, whether he will or not, we'll see. He was a Clinton appointee. I think the appeals people were Bush appointees. I'm not sure. I think they were. But the trial judge, Judge Kotel, was a Clinton appointee. Doesn't mean he's a saint, but maybe a bit better appointee than somebody that the Bush people would want. Hotline is all the way. So we'll see what will happen with Lynn, and I will not let her spirit die. Her name will come up on future programs, I assure you. And her husband is trying to arrange for a line to be set up where when Lynn can do it, she can call in from prison. She's jailed in New York right now, and I guess she'll stay there until the resentencing business is over with. And then they'll probably move her someplace else. And if they do it the way they often do it, they will make it very hard for family to reach her. So instead of being in New York where she is now and where she lives, they may send her 1,000 miles away or so, which would make it very hard for family to get to see her. They'll do it, but it won't be easy. But they're trying to set up this line where Lynn can call in on whenever possible, to record a 60 or a 90-second message. I have the phone number, unless it's changed, and if it is, I'll get the new one. And when she does that, I will hear her message live on air. I've met Lynn. I don't get to meet the people who come on this program. I've only met a few because we live in different parts of the country and in some cases in other countries. So it's pretty tough to get to meet these people. But I did meet Lynn. She lives in New York. I'm in Chicago. The National Lawyers Guild in Chicago held a get-together for her. It was over about a year and a half ago. And I came down for it. And I'll never forget that moment. There were lawyers. There were law students. It was in a downtown law office of a firm where the members, or I think the principals at least, were members of the Chicago Chapter National Lawyers Guild. And we waited for Lynn. She was a little late. Her plane, I think, came in a little bit late, and traffic was terrible when she was coming downtown from the airport. But I positioned myself so I could spot people coming in the front door. And when she came in, I recognized her immediately. I wanted to greet her before others did, and she immersed into the crowd, and I wouldn't have a chance to do it. So I went over to see her immediately. I told her who I was, and she knew I had written about her, and embraced her. And this was in an outer room, and then she walked into the main room where I had been sitting. It was a moment that I'll never forget. The room just burst into applause. It really was a very dramatic moment. And then Lynn immersed into the crowd, and she gave a talk, and they had refreshments and so on. It was an evening commemorating her for her work and the heroic person that she is, giving for people who most people don't give a damn about, but Lynn did for 30 years, so she sits in a New York jail now for that kind of work. One of the many outrages that we see too much of. But I'm very definitely supportive of her, and she will be remembered often on this program. And I'll get her husband back when he has a chance to come on. And if Lynn's lawyer is able to come on, I'll get a lawyer on or somebody else to echo common feelings in support of Lynn. Oh, we need to take another break. I'll move on to the Afghan story. Another very ugly situation. About to get worse, as we know, after last night. Well, we knew it before last night. But it was confirmed last night. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and I'll talk about it. Got a new article going out tomorrow.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back. Just one more piece of information about Lynn. I keep a blog site just to store all my articles chronologically. Not to be a blogger, but I guess it makes me one, but I only do it to store my articles. It's sjlindman.blogspot.com. My Lynn Stewart article is on it, dated around the 20th of November. It's called Lynn Stewart, Heroic Human Rights Lawyer Jailed. And in it, at the beginning, near the beginning of the article, down just a very little bit, I have Lynn's address in New York and her prison number. I urge you to check it and, if possible, write to her. Write to her. She can get letters. They'll all be open. They'll all be read. If there's anything somebody says they don't like, they'll redact it for sure. And if they don't like the whole thing, they won't let her have it. They don't make life easy for people in jail. But her address is there. I could read it to you, but the simple thing would be to go to the article, and you can take it down. And if you're able to, send her a note of support. She will love it. She absolutely will love it. I'm told that she loves to read, and she can only accept materials like a book if a publisher sends it. Well, I will have a publisher send her one or more books, and I have to pick a title and have it sent to her. My only concern is the kind of titles I want to send. I hope they will let her have, because, again, they open everything. I once tried to mail a book myself to someone in prison, someone I wrote about, and a few months later it came back to me. They simply didn't allow me to send it. I mean, I could have sent a Mary Poppins book, and they probably would have sent it back to me. They would not accept anything from me directly, at least not a book. So you can't mail her something like that yourself. But apparently, as I was told, something coming from a publisher would be acceptable. Unless, of course, they don't like the title, but that's another issue. Anyway, I think everybody in the world knows that last night Obama made a speech polishing his bona fides as a war criminal by escalating an illegal war of aggression. Doesn't matter whether he started it or not. It's his war now. It was his war the day he was inaugurated. The moment he said, I do or I will or whatever he says, I forget. It was his war. The Iraq war is his war. The occupations are their occupations. They're illegal. There's no question about it. Well, I've talked about that many times in things I've written. I thought it was time to mention it again with a lot of exclamation points because it's part of the article that I wrote. I'll give you the title. I don't think I'm going to, once in a while I change a title, come up with something I like better, but I think I like this one. This was one of the times for me that yesterday morning at breakfast, I thought of a title that I liked. And this happens to me once in a while. Then I say, oh, I have to write something to go with this title. And my title is Obama Think on Afghanistan, Escalate to Exit. That's exactly what he's doing. He's escalating. Troop level is doubled since he came in office. Plus all of those private contractors over there. I found a report, a Congressional Research Service report, saying there are 73,000 odd private contractors in Afghanistan. I bet you the number's more than that. But you put Iraq and Afghanistan together, and it's close to 250,000. So the troop levels in both countries are matched by the numbers of private contractors and the outrageous amount of money spent them. Given to them, allocated for them, many, many billions of dollars. Plus, they're literally given license to steal rampantly, and they do. And nothing is done to stop them. So we're talking about the Halliburtons, the former division, Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Oh, a lot of other corporations, some better known, some lesser known, a lot of big ones, smaller ones as well, awful lot of U.S. ones, some from other countries. And then you've got the hired guns, the Blackwater types now called, the name Blackwater was so blackened it's now called XE, capital XE, that's Blackwater USA, DynCorp, and others that are nothing but hired guns that literally beyond the law they can go in and do any damn thing they please and get away with it. License to kill. So they were over there in big numbers and doing what they do best. So now 30,000 more troops will go. At least that was the announced number. The total U.S. force when it's in place, supposedly to be finished in about 6 months, will begin apparently in January with a U.S. Marine contingent going into one part of the country. Number I saw was 9,000 Marines. But 30,000 or more, I mean, this is now. Maybe they'll have more later. Just like in Vietnam, they just kept creeping incrementally till it got to over 500,000. Didn't do a damn bit of good. They probably could have gotten it to 1,000,000 and it wouldn't have done a damn bit of good. Certainly won't do a damn bit of good in Afghanistan as long as the resistance, which I prefer to call them rather than the Taliban. I mean, Afghans float in and out of different groups. You can be a Taliban today. You can be something else tomorrow. You can be a Taliban again next week. The point is the country is occupied, and Afghans do not take well to occupiers. They want occupiers out, and they have fought them for many, many centuries, I think going back to and maybe preceding Alexander the Great. My God. I mean, we're talking about going back to ancient times. The Afghans do not like invaders. We have another break coming up. But they happen to live in a part of the world where invaders seem to come into their territory on an ongoing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies, like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Afghanistan, quagmire? Well, I think Iraq is a quagmire. It may have calmed down for a while because we paid off the tribal chiefs, but it's been picking up again lately, so we've got daily violence in Iraq. The only time you ever get a report on is when something fairly big happens. Otherwise, you never hear anything, including mortars being lobbed into the green zone and maybe some people killed or injured, and you never hear a word about any of that. But Iraq is a very violent place. People are getting killed every day. And, of course, Afghanistan, it's a raging war, and the Afghan people very definitely want no part of us. They want us out, and they're going to get us out. But how many more years do we have to stay there before we finally leave the way we left Vietnam after many, many years? But one of the dirty secrets of Vietnam, as I understand it, I hope I'm right, number one, in the mid-1960s, Robert McNamara told Lyndon Johnson that the war was unwinnable. Of course, Johnson never had a second term. He became so unpopular he couldn't do it. I still remember the night sitting in my kitchen with my family having dinner. I believe it was a Sunday night, watching him give his address saying he will not seek a second term. I think there's a very good chance that Obama will not seek a second term because everything he has touched, everything he has done policy-wise in less than a year, but call it year one, has been a public betrayal. There's no question in my mind, from the banker bailouts to the foreign wars to the erosion of civil liberties. It's right down the line. It's one thing after another. The kind of legislation that he wants to get passed, I literally can't think of a single thing of importance that he's involved in and backs or has gotten through that is in the public's interest. Everything combined is a public betrayal. And people should understand that. I can't understand why he ever had any support. The only thing I can say is that I followed him closely all the way through the campaign and all, of course, since he's been president. So most people don't do what I do, so they didn't know his voting record. They don't know the quotes that I've used many times in many articles. Oh, I've written so many articles about him. But if anybody did even a tiny bit of what I do, just go online and pick up information here and there and what's going on. And I just don't know how anybody could support him. People believing that, you know, he might be the antidote to George Bush. Well, he's not. He's the continuation of George Bush. So we've got the Afghan situation. The war will not wind down. It will increase. It will increase. There are lots of shocking facts about it. Here's one. I wonder how many people know this. The cost of supporting one soldier in Afghanistan, including the cost of all those contractors, is about $1 million a year. Can you imagine that? Every soldier we send over there, we're spending $1 million a year. And it's getting us nowhere. The longer we're there, the deeper we get entrenched, the worse things get. Well, one of the dirty secrets about Vietnam, if I'm right, was that we did not fight that war necessarily to win it as much as to keep fighting it, because it's so profitable for all the contractors who make so much money, not just the defense people, but all the support people. I mean, you put 500,000 forces in any part of the world for any purpose, you've got to support them. And if you're fighting a war, of course, you've got all those weapons and munitions. You've got everything else that has to take care of a population as large as a good-sized city. You got to supply them. So the profits are enormous. And when the Pentagon buys, it buys big, and it buys wastefully. It's a lot different than the way you or I buy. We go and we buy what we need. For most people, what you want that you can afford on top of it. I'm pretty frugal. My needs are pretty simple, and I don't crave most of the things that so many others do. But when you supply a standing army and you have an open checkbook on how to fund it, it is done extremely wastefully. The spillage is incredible. So the profits are enormous. So you just keep these wars going long enough, and the big businesses and the smaller ones are making a fortune from this. This is the reason they want them fought. The country may have imperial aims. Businesses want to make a profit. That's what they're around for. So the wars go on. So I if that's true, and I suspect very strongly that certainly was one of the great motives, then it absolutely is true now. I mean, you just keep these things going long enough, and the big corporate interests are just making billions and billions of dollars over all these years. So Iraq, 6 years and counting, Afghanistan, 8 years and counting, and in a speech last night, Obama escalating to exit with roughly an 18-19-month timeline to begin bringing forces back by July of 2011. Well, I say that in my article. I mean, that's what he said, so I'm saying what he said. But timelines are very flexible. You can have one today, another one tomorrow. And we've seen lots of timelines over the past 6-8 years, and they've turned out to be meaningless, especially when you're fighting wars that can't be won. So are we going to pull out? Well, eventually, maybe we do pull out. The one way to assure it is for the public to be so upset that it simply will demand nothing less. And ideally for the military, our military, to be so upset. That's what happened in Vietnam. There was huge public opposition, so much so that it worried the powers that be, including the Pentagon. And there was huge, and there was great resistance in the military. So much that the troops in the ranks were fragging their non-commissioned officers and their officers, hundreds of them. This went on for a good period of time. I mean, they were taking out, I mean, we had a draft back then. They didn't have any choice. That's the big difference between then and today. There's no draft. So the kids that go in do it voluntarily. They sold a false bill of goods. They sold the garden party and they delivered a briar patch in the extreme. Even the promises that they get about free health care, free education when you get, well, I don't know about health care when you get out, but free education if you fulfill obligation A, B, and C, and most of them never see a thing. Of course, they never told that they can get their heads blown off, or that they can have the kind of psychological trauma they'll never shake for the rest of their lives. I think PTSD. I mean, it afflicts an enormous number of these kids, and then it can spawn all kinds of things. We all know about the Fort Hood tragedy, but we never hear a word about all these guys. I think it's mainly men coming back. I'll finish this thought and put the caller on. These combat troops who were so affected by what they saw, what they did, everything that went on around them, that they commit violent acts when they come home, including against their family, so they can beat up on their wives, they can kill their wives, they can do all kinds of things. They weren't that way when they went over. But that's what wars do to people. You get involved in enough of this long enough, it changes you. It makes you a different person. It can turn a good guy into a very ugly guy. That's what wars do, plus all the rest. Caller, your comment, please.
Yeah, how are you? It's Michael, is it?
My name?
Yeah.
No, I'm Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve. I according to the schedule, it's Michael Chodowski's show, but I guess I'm reading
Michael
it wrong.
Michael Chodowski's show?
This is Republic, right?
I'm on Republic.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
No, this is
well,
my show.
Anyway, I'll get to the topic.
What show did
I'll
you think you called?
Schedule. You know, I don't know if you've heard about the $400 gasoline that we're paying for out there in Afghanistan, but about 2 weeks ago, they had a report was released from the Pentagon. You know how Bush was making everything top secret, so we, the taxpayers, could never find out how our money was being spent. So apparently Obama recently allowed the information to be declassified that we are paying $400 a gallon for gasoline in Afghanistan. You know, these SUVs and Humvees and tanks. I think the tanks, do they get 60 gallons to the mile? It's not 60 miles to the gallon.
Yeah,
they get 60
yeah.
gallons to the mile, if I remember, the M1 tank.
If you're driving, I don't know how heavy they are, if you're driving 5-10 tons of steel around.
Sure. and if I remember right, they would break down
to the mile. I'm very well aware of what you're talking about, but what you're saying about gasoline applies to everything. All of the prices are grossly inflated. I don't know if you're old enough to remember. I think back in the 1980s, they were talking about, I forget the exact dollar amount, but a $500 wrench.
Sure, it's $800 toilet seat. Yeah, oh, absolutely. And now it's gotten in. They're saying that we have paid $1,000 a gallon, but it's averaging $400 a gallon.
Well,
and so this whole idea that in the very beginning, when we moved into Afghanistan 8 years ago, they were talking this was going to be a war without end. And you remember Bush was putting it in even in religious terms. So if you could imagine translating a phrase, war without end, would be eternal war. And and so you're giving contractors, sole source contracts, guaranteed profits. They were giving them guaranteed profits plus cost overruns in a war without end. Now, if you're just a basic lawyer, and somebody shows you a contract where you have to pay for all of eternity and guaranteed profits for all of eternity. I mean, that's an Al Capone kind of contract. That's not even a, I mean, you would have that laughed out of any court of law so quickly. It's just a thug's contract. You couldn't begin to even, but we've been doing that for 8 years. And in the name of top secrecy, we can never find these things out unless we get a president who releases it drop by drop.
Well, we find it out, and I and others write about this stuff from time to time. And I must say, that Al Capone was a pickpocket compared to these guys. He ran the South Side. I live in Chicago. I don't remember when he died, but I certainly wasn't living during his prime. But he ran the South Side of Chicago. Oh my God! You know, that may have been a big piece of territory for him. I mean, the U.S. criminals run the world. So, and that's right. I remember, I think it was Dick Cheney more than anybody talked about a global war that will go on for many decades. This was right after 9/11. You know, we got these bad guys out there, and he was pretty much saying that, you know, the people who did this on 9/11, which of course were not the people he said did it. The true story he wouldn't dare reveal because it's nothing like the story that he told. But he was really saying that, you know, we've got these bad guys all over the world, so we need to fight this global war on terror that won't end in our lifetimes to get after these guys for the sake of national security. Part of the big lie. Part of the big lie to scare people.
Hey, by the way, you remember Buzzy Krongard, right?
Oh, I know the name, but I don't. In relation to what now?
Well, just for the listeners, just do a basic search of him. His last name is K-R-O-N-G-A-R-D, Buzzy Krongard. And he's famous in two ways. His name came up most recently when Blackwater got busted about a year ago, and they did a special, Bush put together a special investigation of Blackwater. He hired Buzzy Krongard to do the investigation. And then Buzzy was doing testimony in the Senate, and all of a sudden there was some whispers in the dais, and they asked him, "Buzzy, isn't your brother-in-law isn't your brother a board of director of Blackwater?" And old Buzzy, he hemmed and hawed, and he said, "Gosh, I don't know anything about that." And then let me take a quick recess. And then they took a quick recess, and old Buzzy came back, and he said, "Oh, Your Honor, I got to go." And he resigned right then and there, and old Buzzy Krongard got busted for trying to fraud the Blackwater investigation. Well, the further investigation of old Buzzy Krongard is when you look at 9/11, the very day of 9/11, you find out that there were some insider trading, what are called put options.
I'm going to stop you for a little. I'm very familiar with that story and all the rest. If you could wrap up quickly, I want to see if anybody else wants to get on. But I agree with you. I mean, the fix was in, and the real story was never told, except, of course, people like David Ray Griffin on this program twice. Just with me alone, I mean, he's been on a few times, and I have done such extraordinary writing, telling the true story of 9/11 as we know it, and more comes out all the time. There was no question it was a put-up job. It had nothing to do with whoever we claimed to be on those airplanes. But all the stuff that went on in advance, the trading, and the people in the know who knew what they were doing, and they profited from it. The political profiting, the financial profiting, it was part of the scheme that you can bet was planned long in advance of the day that thing happened, and they picked their moment, and they did it on that day. But it was in the works for a long time in advance, no question. And who knows what these guys are planning right now as we speak, that they'll spring on us at an opportune moment to try to scare the people again, to go escalate into God only knows what. Another war, maybe a third war, a third front? How about attacking Iran, an act of insanity?
Hey, well, you remember that old Bob Dylan song, Highway 61 Revisited. He's got a little verse in there about he found a promoter who wanted to create the Third World War. The promoter almost fell off the floor, but I said I had never engaged in that kind of thing before. But, yes, it can be easily done, and it's the fear industry. You know, the fear industry dreams up, they get the bigots all worked up, and fearing ghosts and fearing things that you can't prove, and then sending out, you know, the taxpayers' dollars to fight ghosts and things you can't prove. So, you know, the fear industry is hard at work here, and Buzzy Krongard is, the idea that the contractor that gets, or one of the contractors that gets one of the ugliest contracts, Blackwater, is involved in the put options. They knew in advance about 9/11, and they bet on it.
Well, I have no doubt about that.
They cashed in on it.
Let me let you go in case anybody else wants to get on. And then we got a break coming up shortly, and I've only got a few minutes left that I want to wrap. I do appreciate your call.
Good week.
Oh, indeed. It really, you dig below the surface and you find out some of these facts, and it, the more you learn, the uglier it gets. Anybody who thinks that government under any party, either of the major parties, is there to serve us is pretty delusional. I know listeners to this program certainly don't believe that. I don't have to tell you. You know it, but it gets worse and worse and worse. I've got a stinging article on Afghanistan I'll put out tomorrow. I've got an awful lot in it. I usually start with some and keep adding more and more and more, but we got a break and we'll come back and I'll wrap up with some final thoughts.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Let me wrap up with just a snapshot of some of what I see going on in Afghanistan, what I see being behind the war in Afghanistan. Make no mistake, the war began 4 weeks after the 9/11 event. Wars don't begin that quickly. They're planned many, many months in advance. The Afghan war was planned probably at least a year in advance. The Iraq war, same thing, at least a year in advance, maybe a few years. I mean, we've been fighting the Iraq war since 1990. Began in January. The bombing and the shelling and on invasion began in January 1991, but the planning was well in advance of that. But what I see going on in that part of the world, I see the destabilization of both Afghanistan and Pakistan, the balkanizing of both countries. We've done it to Iraq. We did it to Yugoslavia. I think the scheme is to break them up. Small pieces. I think that's a scheme for Pakistan and Afghanistan. Weaken them, of course, by design. One obvious goal is the oil and gas riches of the Caspian Sea area. So the idea is to control them as well as the energy routes to the ports that are favored by the U.S. Also part of it is encircling Russia and China. Russia is the U.S.'s only military rival. They've got all those nukes and delivery systems. China is the big economic rival, and of course Iran. So you want to prevent and obstruct any solidarity among the three. There's certainly a concern and a design to topple the Iranian government, possibly attack its nuclear sites. Iran isn't a belligerent, doesn't threaten anybody, but it's Israel's main rival in the region, so eliminate the rival. That's part of the goal. And the ultimate goal would be total unchallengeable dominance over what's called Eurasia, this vast part of the world that Zbigniew Brzezinski described as everything from Poland and Germany on east, including China and Russia, the Indian subcontinent, and the Middle East. Just imagine the riches in that part of the world. Well, total dominance over that part of the world, but of course for the U.S., it's what they call full spectrum dominance, which means dominance over everything. Everything you can think of. Land, sea, air, space, information, everything. Total unchallengeable dominance with the kind of military power that can go after and just wipe out any potential threat. Even ones we just say are a threat, but they're not. We have no enemies. We haven't had an enemy since the end of World War II. And every war we've fought since World War II was an illegal war, and even World War II shouldn't have been fought. That was trumped up. That was Roosevelt's war. He wanted it, and he got it. But all the others have been illegal. I sure explained it in the article that I'm writing. I've done it a number of times before. It's not debatable. Those are facts. So we're in it again. More troops will go. As bad as things are in Afghanistan, and oh my goodness, they are really bad, the condition for the Afghan people. Anywhere in the world, it does not get any worse than it is for them now and has been for years. And it's about to get worse. That's the U.S. legacy. That's Obama's legacy, plus what he's doing to people right here at home. Not exactly the kind of democracy we think about. Not the kind of world we want to live in. I'll leave you with that grim thought. It's up to us to change things. It'll never come from the top down. I hope you know that. It's always from the bottom up. It's our job. We have to change it to make the country the way we think it should be, the way it should be. Join us again tomorrow, and I hope you will every day. Make it a regular part of your listening to stay informed, of course. Stay tuned for Ernie Hancock.
With recent